Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Can you hear me now? Please let me know. Oh, that's great. Okay, let me just get rid of this. There we go. Okay. If you hear an echo, please let me know. Okay, well, what I really want to share with us today is simply this. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things. And this is what God is saying to us today. Call unto me, and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. I am Glovina Williams, and I want to thank you for taking time from your schedule to be with me today. This evening, this afternoon, wherever you are in the world, because we've been so blessed. We have listeners from all over the world that are listening, and I want to thank you for being with us. And today, you know, I talked about being persistent. Thank you so much, Margaret. Good to see that you joined us today. You know, we being persistent and refusing to give up. I don't know if you've ever felt like this before, where it seems like that you're looking for help, looking for someone to reach out to you, to inspire you, to give you a helping hand, maybe even to pull you out of the lake if you feel like you're drowning. And it seems like they're just not moving fast enough, or they're really not there to help you. Well, I want you to know, and I want to remind you, that God is there for you. Yes, He will send people to assist us. He will send others to lift us up and give us encouraging words. But let's go deeper within, and let's get that assistance that lies within us. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me. I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday we talked about a very interesting, I mean an extremely interesting topic, and it's something that I received a couple of phone calls afterwards where people said, wow, I've never really thought about that before. And it came from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we really had a in-depth conversation and broke that down on yesterday, how as we begin to expand and grow closer and closer to God, and just as Jeremiah admonished us and gave us a vital key to the kingdom, call unto God. He'll answer you. And what this does is that this takes us higher, and it helps us not to give up when we have some specific goals and plans. Sometimes we can have a specific goal or a plan, and another great grand idea will come to us. But if we take a moment, pause, what was I working on? Let me refocus and get back on target and be persistent on the particular goal that came before this one popped up. Now, write that other goal down. May not be for at this moment. Sometimes distractions come in very, very subtle ways. So let's learn to be persistent, refusing to give up, and moving forward in what we were working on. Now, how does this help us? Because often the plans that God has given us, those are God's thoughts. The way that he is showing us, that's his way. And listen, the plan that he has for us, that's his plan. So as we begin to refocus, stay on point, spot on, you know what happens? We begin to come into the realm of where God wants us to think, where God wants us to plan, where he wants our thoughts and our ways to line up with his divine plan for our life. I often, if you notice, I'm persistent when I am really encouraging you to step out on faith. Many of you are making so much progress in what you have set your mind to do. I get the phone calls. I get the texts. I do. I get the DMs. You are making progress. Now let's be persistent and not refuse to give up. When a new plan enters on the scene, on your plane, in the thinking of your mind, let's take those plans. Let's write that down. And let's work on what he has already given us. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you don't multitask. It's not saying that you can't work on more than one thing at a time. But if you're working on a particular goal and you find yourself moving from that goal or not completing what you even started, let's put the other one on paper. Yeah, put it on the back burner for a moment. And let's refocus and see what can I do on the current goal to help me to move it forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to work on it as well. And this is how we do what? This is how we get the thoughts of God and complete the thoughts of God. I know. You know, this is how we emulate the ways of God, because we're obeying him. Let me put it another way. We're following his directions and instructions. Because be real clear, and let's level set here. Let's get on the same sheet of music. There's been a shift. There's been a shift. Yeah. A shift to the point where things that you have been working on, if you'll stick with it, you're going to accomplish it in a shorter amount of time. Because there's been a shift. I don't have all the explanation for it. I don't have all the details. But I think there are some of our listeners that can attest that there has been a shift. What type of shift? The type of shift that is moving us faster in adjusting to change, transitioning and transcending into new levels of development, even our character development, even the tough things that we may have experienced, it has helped to build our character. It has helped our integrity. Yeah, our stick-to-itness, our tenacity, even our compassion and love toward others. There's been a shift. So in the shift, as we adjust and as we move into the new place, be persistent and don't give up, because the ideas are coming. I know they're rapidly coming. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. Hey, I'm dealing with it as well. Because we're such creative beings, so blessed by God, so much to offer and to give to humanity. But we want to be able to be persistent and not give up on what we're working on. Don't throw those things away because it didn't happen the first time. Just take time and examine it, look at it. What can I do differently to bring this about this time? I'll make it. Let's just think about something simple. Simple but not easy. Maybe you had set a goal that you're going to walk, let's just say 10,000 steps a day or even 5,000 steps a day. And you know the amount of time that that will take. And then something else comes to you. Oh, let me work on this. Let me write a chapter of my book today. Totally dismissed your goal of exercise. That's what I'm saying when I'm saying be persistent and refuse to give up. Come back to that initial goal and work that in your schedule. Okay? You can do it. I know you can. I know you can, because you are supernaturally anointed by God. You really are. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and you're actually overflowing with the Spirit of God, and you have the faith, even if it's as the size of a grain of a mustard seed. You have faith to make life-changing effects in your life and in the lives of others. And as you give, my beloveds, you always receive more back. I'm going to proclaim it today. Marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now, through us now, through you and I now. Yes. So let's be persistent, refuse to give up, and keep moving forward. Put your head up, shoulders back, put one foot in front of the other, and this is how we progress. Even if they're baby steps, I want to remind you over and over and over again. Thank you so much, Sheila. Thank you. Yes, yeah, she says this is a right-on-time message. Listen, keep moving forward, remembering this. I'm going to make it plain from John 10:10. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But listen what Yahshua says. I am come that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. It's your spiritual birthright to receive the abundant life. That's what I mean. There's been a shift. Continue to be persistent. Refuse to give up, because it may seem like things are moving very rapidly now. Why? Because they are. Everyone, I mean, we can attest to it. My, how time is flying. Yeah, it is your spiritual birthright to ascend, to rise, to soar, to begin to move at Jedi speed, to go up. And even to come up out of some situations that you know are not moving you in the direction where you're intending to go. Yeah, it's okay to be prosperous in spirit, soul, and body. Yeah, let that prosperity just begin to, let's use this term again, allow the prosperity in your life to transcend. Have like that invisible line where your health is prosperous. Yes. Your relationships are prosperous. Your mind is prospering. Everything about you, it is your right to be wealthy, affluent, it's your right to begin to build generational wealth for your loved ones. You can do it. Whatever stage of life that you're in, be persistent and refuse to give up. And begin to flourish. Yeah. Begin to move into the realm, leave striving behind, and transcend. It's an invisible line, my beloved, but step over that line to the realm of thriving. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about this one? Move from the realm of seems like everything I do never works out, and step over that invisible line, transcend into succeeding, to doing well, to achieving the things that you place your hands to, accomplishing some things. Yeah. In other words, just take that word I can't out of your vocabulary. Yeah. Just, you know, just fire I can't. Yeah. You're out of here. unfriend, begin to walk in. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Why can you do all things through him? Because he is the anointed one. He had internal and external wealth. He turned water to the finest wine. Yeah. He multiplied bread and fish and fed thousands. On one occasion, he fed 4,000. On another occasion, it's recorded that he fed 5,000. He took money. He had one of his disciples to follow his directions and instructions. And what? They received money from a fish's mouth to pay the taxes. Be persistent. Refuse to give up. It is your spiritual birthright. Yeah. And if you're beginning to feel confused about anything, call upon God. He'll give you the peace, stability. Yeah. Who doesn't need peace in the times, in the season, and the era that we're living in? Maintain your peace at all costs. Yes. Go on and unfriend confusion. Block confusion. You can do this. It is your birthright to control your thoughts. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. It is your birthright. It is your birthright to say, I'm not going to walk in confusion any longer. I'm no longer going to follow the path of I can't get it together. I'm walking in peace now. You may not feel the effects right away. Once you plant that seed in your mind, and if you go further and speak that word out of your mouth, it will take shape and form. Yes, it will. It'll take shape and form, and you'll begin to walk in the peace of God that will surpass your natural understanding and the understanding of many people that saw you walking in confusion and, you know, a little more perplexed about things that you should be. So let's begin to exercise our birthright. Let's be persistent, and we're not going to give up. We're going to begin to grow up in God. Yeah, become the mature Christians. Whatever your faith is, I want you to begin to mature in it. Begin to mature in your faith. Having the right attitude and the right heart, even toward your finances. Begin to think like God. Yeah, we can change the way that we think. And as we read the Word of God, as we read books, as we listen, and even things on social media that help to lift us and give us better ideas on how to live a prosperous life. And remember, I think most of our listeners, I think you know this, when we talk about prosperity, we're not just talking about physical wealth. Like I said, I mentioned earlier the various things that Jesus did. He changed water to wine. How about that? He didn't give them money and say, go buy the wine, but he used that internal power that he has given to you. Mm-hmm. So, change the way we think. And as we change the way we think, we no longer pass unhealthy or negative thoughts on to others, even the next generation. Let's lift our language. Let's be persistent in lifting our language. Reduce the complaints and increase the praise of the blessings that God has placed upon our life. Yeah. Locate the will of God and begin to speak those words that God loves you, that God is for you, and who can be against you. Yeah. Look around. You have so much. We have so much to be thankful for. So be persistent and refuse to give up. Be persistent. Make those little, they're crucial, but they're small decisions. Sometimes that crucial decision of I'm going to stick with what I'm working on now. The other plan that came to me is good. It's godly, but I'm going to finish what I started. Those are small but crucial decisions that help us to fulfill the plan that God has for us. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that we be persistent. Hang in there. Hold on. Keep your head up. Don't give up. Because they say God has a people, and I really believe that I'm talking to them. Yeah, he's not going to get people. He has a people. He already has them. Yeah, he has us. The great I am has us. Yes, and you can believe it. You can count on it. You can just say those great I am words. I'm more than a conqueror. I am establishing God's word here on earth. Yes, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. I am healed by his stripes. Yeah, I'm exercising my authority over negative thoughts. I am above only and not beneath. I want to shout out today. I want to say hello. Hi. I want to say hi to my beautiful mother, my absolutely beautiful and thoughtful aunts, Ernestine, Jewel, and Rosemary. I love you so much. I want to say hello today to Pastor Hoxie, powerful pastor. I want to say I love you and I appreciate your ministry. I want to say hi to Ed today. Ed, I want to say thank you for your help with the strategic planning. It has really been a blessing in my ministry. I want to say hi to Courtney and Isaiah today. I love you all and I love those boys. Hi, Terry. You're becoming a financial guru. I said it. I want to say hello. I want to shout out to Cynthia in Kansas. I want to say hello to the elders, Moreland and Prophetess Moreland, that they host a recovery prayer conference line every Wednesday morning. Powerful. Helen, Love Without Limits. Hello. And I want to say hi to Reverend Rosemary, again, for your powerful conversation, the conference call from Chicago. Coach LaRussia, thank you so much for healing women so that the world can be a better place. I want to say hello, hi to Arnold in Maryland. I want to say hi to Omo in Chicago. Isaiah in Atlanta. I've got two Isaiahs, yeah. And Coach LaTorsha, you're moving at such a rapid rate. At a rapid pace, rather, I want to say I thank God for you. Yes, I'm looking out at so many men and women and boys and girls that are moving forward. I want to say hi to Tony and Stephanie and Chloe. I want to shout out to Velma and Terry. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. thank you for your support. I want to say hello to Sheila. Sheila, I think it's Hannah's hand is expanding, and you know what I mean. Yuji Michiko, hello. I want to say hi to Jack. Like I say, we call her Marie in Oklahoma and her beautiful family there. I want to shout out to all of you, really. Hi, Brittany. I want to say hello to you, Brittany. I hope you're doing well. Yeah, all of my supporters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough, really. Shatoria and James, I can't thank you enough. So many that I can shout out to. And I'll say Dominique, I want to say hi to you and Josiah today and the girls. You know, I had an opportunity to go to some baseball games this weekend, and I had an absolute ball watching these young women play softball from Howard University, and also they were from Eastern Shore University, and there were other colleges that were there that were playing. I want to encourage you, those of you that have any type of influence over youth, encourage them to get involved in sports. Why am I saying this? Because sports can be access to higher learning. That's just one way. There are many ways. But if you get them involved in sports early on, and they begin to build their skills and learn the basics and really get involved in a good program, it can be an asset. It can be access to higher learning. Yeah, perhaps it can help them. So think about that. Can I say hi to LaDonna? Hello, LaDonna. Margareta, hello. I want to say hi to Pastor Russell and David. Love you so much. I want to shout out and say hi to Sean and Carolyn and Marlon and Cheryl. Oh, my God, all of my beautiful grandchildren, and I have a great-grand. Hi, Fabio. I didn't forget about you, and I didn't forget about the Edwards in Virginia Beach. Hello, hello, hello. Well, here we go. It's time for us to just about close things down here, but I want you to know that I'm encouraging you. I'm rooting for you. If no one else is rooting for you, if no one else is hoping the best for you, I want you to know I am. So I want you to remember that change begins with making a decision. Make that decision to be persistent. Hey, I've decided I'm going to finish this, and I want you to do that. Yeah. Don't give up. Be persistent. Hang in there. And be consistent. That is really the key, persistency. I want to say hi to Steven and Nico and Jordan, Kayla and Lauren. I love you so much. I think about you all the time, and I appreciate the time that we have together. I want to shout out to our military members. Hi, guess what? In the country of Italy, this is a special day there. So I want to shout out to Italy. We have a lot of listeners from Italy. And I want to say hi to Cynthia and Reno on the island of Sardinia. Some of you are beginning to know these people. Am I right about it? Listeners, and I do appreciate you. If I didn't call your name, hi, Mary in Mississippi. Hello to the wonderful prophetess Carolyn in the great state of Mississippi. I want you to know that I love all of you, and I appreciate all that you do. Your support means so much to me. I want you to know that God loves you and God will help you in your persistence. You just make up your mind not to give up. I love you. Peace, prosperity, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.